Well, this is an early one. I don't know, I was looking at Facebook this morning for about 2 hours. It was looking pretty good. Things are going really good. You know, everything's great. It's fucking great. It's going to be a beautiful weekend, week, everything. Just... Oh, now I know. There was a windstorm last week. This is August 16th, end of Woodstock reunion concert. And last week there was a windstorm that swept through the Midwest and supposedly damaged 30% of the food in the country. And when you add that, I call it the city money apocalypse of the rural people. In other words, in the rural areas like Jamestown, there's a standard of living which involves very low rent, very high danger, very much things that kill city people almost immediately. And now we have cities moving out. So like in Harlem, when I moved here, because I was making $6.50 an hour doing a boundary job for a 60-foot furnace. 4,000 pounds a day of red hot steel. And, I mean, at that point, people were saying, they're not going to give us enough money for gas to drive to work. That was in like 97 or so. And that was like, it's gotten worse since then, I would imagine. And, So, in the underclass, we have 40 million lowest people who barely make poverty. Like the top of the 40 million are in poverty. And the rest are below poverty. And 5 million at the bottom have nothing, basically like $2 a day, which is what I have. So that food stamps, which are, they were originally 116, that are 116, then they were 116. Now the money's worth about 20 bucks. So basically, the plan was the city people to move here, and I've seen a lot of them, and it's almost 100% casualties. They're all infected. Not with COVID, but with the more lethal and horrifying alien bacteria thing. Because you can see it, it's growing into little pinpricks and stuff. So we went for a ride, too. We took a ride yesterday. We went to places we wouldn't think there's going to be 100% casualties. Like neighborhoods where people who were paying $3,600 a month, $4,600 a month, moved to. And they were all infected, too. Money is not going to save them. 100% casualties. And then there was a neighborhood that we were driving through. I'm thinking, they're not going to mess with these people. These are working black people. And then there was a cloud, which I recognized as the new, had collateral damage, airborne flu vaccine. 100% lethal. And, they're taking them out too. Basically everybody. It's happening. It's actually happening. And then you have these bitches who say, they make up stories about, there's predators in the Black Lives Matter movement. There's also people in the Black Lives Matter movement who say everybody should have a gun in 2 months or 30 days. Everybody, all of you, felony or not, have a gun. That's not wrong. And so, like, you have these, like, shit-ass weekend warrior patriot bullshits. Say, we have to be heavily armed because they're gonna, like, push down old people and shit. Oh. We're being exterminated.